Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It was an absolutely chilling warning from our former CDC director, Robert Redfield. We haven't already had the great pandemic. No, that's coming. He said he'd prefer to just go ahead and retire, but he feels like he can't because he needs to warn the world.
You know, I just prefer to stay out of the public eye and been there, done that. But I took this position because I feel very strongly that we need to have a moratorium on gain-of-function research. I told you that the great pandemic is coming. I think it's going to come not from spillover. It's going to become from gain-of-function research or intentional bioterrorism, right? It's going to be a bird flu virus that is manipulated to be able to transmit human to human, very similar to what we saw with the COVID.
Again, that's not just some guy or some conspiracy theorist. That's a former director of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield. And here's what Redfield knows. Our government, with an assist from the Bidens, gave gain-of-function technology to our worst enemy on Earth. Worse, we gave it to their army in a bioweapons lab. He's not the first to say it. Former CIA director and former Trump Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, warned of the same thing. His put it differently. The Wuhan lab, he reminded us, is still up and running.
We shouldn't forget, this lab's still up and running. There's no increased safety measures that I'm aware of. I'm sure they're still conducting viral research, probably gain-of-function research inside this lab, making these viruses more lethal and more transmissible. This risk is not gone. This is a serious and urgent matter. We have to confront it in a way that reflects that. We should impose enormous costs on the local leaders who permitted this to happen. And then we should also demand that the world join together and impose harsh trade costs on the Chinese until they permit us to conduct the research needed to figure out who patient zero was and to make sure that this lab is fixed.
Why? Because there's both Pompeo and Senator Rand Paul have explained the coronavirus that got out of the Wuhan lab. You can hear the air quotes in my voice. That got out of the Wuhan lab. It was one of the team ones. There are other coronaviruses in there with 50 to 70% kill rates. What is he afraid will happen? The same thing Redfield is.
We've got to figure out how this came to be, and we have to stop the Chinese Communist Party from doing the kind of things that could next time kill not 3 million, but 30 million.
Bottom line, we don't need the Chinese to tell us what went on in the Wuhan lab because we transferred the technology to them, and then we paid them to do it. As I've documented exhaustively here over the last 2 years on the Battleground podcast. So now we've had the vote, unanimous in the Senate, unanimous in the House, and signed by Joe Biden to declassify what we know about coronavirus. And they're digging their feet in, saying they have to redact it, all of that. There's no redaction here. It's declassified. As former Congress member Jason Chaffetz, former head of the House Oversight Committee, explained on Fox News.
This bill that passed out of Congress was unanimous in the House and the Senate. And as Senator Hawley has pointed out, there is no national security exemption. So there's no reason why the White House can't produce these documents. There is zero reason why any part of the administration, now that the president has signed this bill, should not completely, totally, 100% provide those documents in short order. I mean, in a week, there is nothing that prohibits that at this point.
Now, I predicted all of this would happen last week on my radio show, that we wouldn't get the full story because they can't give it to us. It was the Pentagon that partnered with our worst enemy on Earth, not just at a research lab where they were trying to do gain of function research, you know, just weaponize some viruses and see what would happen so we could, make the vaccine. No, no, no. This is a Chinese military bioweapons lab of the same Chinese military that has vowed to use viruses, most specifically coronaviruses, since 2004 as a weapon against the world, that they would do this by specifically genetically coding them to attack others who are not genetically Chinese. Again, they've been open about this. And our Pentagon said, here, here's $40 million. Oh, I will transfer the technology to you too. It's treason. So why won't Joe Biden just declassify? After all, much of this happened under Barack Obama. See, that's what people don't understand. They think, at least the side of the half of the country that gets to know about such things from their news, that Hunter Biden was Joe's go-between with the Chinese. The Chinese just bribed daddy through Hunter. They don't understand. Joe whored Hunter out to the entire Democrat Party. He made him the go-between between the Chinese and everybody else, from the Pentagon to the CIA, who was involved in the treasonous technology transfer of gain of function methodology. So we taught the Chinese how to make viruses they told us beforehand they were going to use to kill us. This is why a virtual army of agents in the FBI set out before the 2020 election to censor the idea that Hunter Biden's laptop was real. Never has so much human effort been directed to prevent one lovable crackhead from suffering the consequences of his crimes. Why? Because the FBI, the CIA, the Pentagon, the State Department are knee deep in the middle of them. So what'll they do? My guess is they dribble out a little here or there, meaningless or heavily redacted documents, because this thing goes straight back to the Democrat Party at its earliest phases, to Rosemont Seneca in 2012. The first startup business that Rosemont Seneca ever gave funding to, and this is when it was run by Hunter and John Kerry's stepson, was Metabiota, the one private company to do the research at the Wuhan lab. And you got to wonder, what makes former CDC director Robert Redfield so certain we're not done here, that they'll release another round, or that it will get out? But he is. And he'll tell anyone who will listen. That interview earlier with him, by the way, was from TheHill.com, a left-leaning publication. But again, how can we begin to know when the Biden administration, or if, and I don't think they ever will, if the Biden administration has actually given us the data that begins to tell us the truth? Because we already know most of it from Dr. Andrew Huff, the number two at Echo Health Alliance, the nonprofit that moved the money for the Pentagon, and Anthony Fauci through the Wuhan lab. Dr. Huff himself, an FBI trained, and once you're FBI, you're always FBI, an FBI trained bioweapons expert, was the one managing the flow of the money and the experiments at the Wuhan lab. He's flat out said, including on Battleground and Jesse Waters and Tucker Carlson, we made COVID-19. It got out. So how can we know when we've got the truth? Because here's what it'll sound like from Dr. Huff in an interview with Jesse Waters on Fox. Now, keep in mind, the reason I believe Huff is because Simon & Schuster published his book after reviewing his documents that say exactly what he's saying here. Simon & Schuster is a highly credible left-leaning publishing house. And because he's put all these documents on his Twitter feed and mailed them to Congress, signed under penalty of perjury.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, and the other tell that you've finally gotten the truth from our intel agencies on what we know about the origins of COVID, Moderna will be part of it. Yep, the people who sold you the shot. I'll let Dr. Huff explain.
They evolved the SARS coronavirus 150,000, 200,000 years in the future with species that would never come into contact with each other naturally in the environment and with infectious agents that probably wouldn't be swapped between those species. They actually selected genetic characteristics to make the virus itself more infective. And a smoking gun, a paper was published a little bit over a year ago showing that there was HIV inserts in SARS coronavirus 2, which have America's fingerprints all over it, which were actually patented by Moderna.
Notice how he says that there. Oh, there was a paper published. Why is he saying that? Because he knows we used the Moderna snippet in the lab because he oversaw it. He wasn't actually physically there. He managed the research from elsewhere, as he explains, from Jesse Waters, but he was the guy at Echo Health Alliance in charge of it. He knows this, but he can't tell you because it's still classified, or was at the time he said that. So he has to refer you to the paper. That's what we did. Notice he doesn't say China's fingerprints are all over this. He says ours are. Notice, too, if you go back and watch Dr. Robert Redfield, former CDC director's testimony before Congress 2 weeks ago, that he did the same thing. It was supposed to be a hearing about what China did, but Redfield did something odd. He never once blamed China. He only blamed us and our gain of function research. Weird, because it was a Chinese bioweapons lab. Why would Redfield do that? Because he's seen the intel too. He knows it's our disease. It's our technology. We gave it to them. Finally, here's one more sign you'll know that you actually got all the intel that Congress declassified. It'll tell you all about Metabiota, which was funded by Hunter Biden and John Kerry's stepsons, Rosemont Seneca, and the CIA. Under who? Barack Obama.
Well, many of you might not have heard of InQtel, but that's the venture capital firm of the CIA. One of our partners, Metabiota, actually received funding from InQtel. You can actually go look at the investor quarterly report for InQtel, and this is all documented actually in their financial documents. So you can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's insane.
The final sign, this is coming again, another pandemic, as if you need it anymore. After the beginning of this podcast, the Biden administration cut a deal with the World Health Organization, which everyone knows China controls, to allow them to set pandemic policy for the United States of America in the future. Originally, I wasn't too worried about this because they'd need a treaty to get this done or have no teeth. What I didn't know at the time and didn't learn until a few weeks ago is that the Defense Authorization Act that passed recently actually had that authorization in it. Because it was voted on by the Senate, it is a treaty. They rule the roost during the next pandemic. Why would you take all that trouble? Because you know there's going to be a next pandemic. And guess what? The Chinese now have every incentive to do it. Finally, I want you to hear this. This is a sample of the games they're already playing to keep us from finding, getting our hands on that declassified info on the origins on COVID, which would rock the world. Here's Rand Paul, senator, this week, trying to extract classified data, which is now not classified, from Antony Blinken, the head of our State Department. Here's how that went. It'll give you a sample of the games the Biden administration will play till Joe Biden walks out the door. And folks, I'm going to be shocked if we ever get all of it. Oh, before I play that, what can you do? Get hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and ivermectin. Hydroxychloroquine needs to be taken in the beginning, the first couple of days. It'll shut down just about any respiratory virus. Ivermectin is for use during the duration with high levels of zinc. Learn how to use it. It's available FLCCC and sold by several online pharmacies. Get it now. Store it. This is coming. Here's Rand Paul grilling our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, this week.
My question is, what's the State Department hiding? Why won't you give these records to the American people?
My understanding is that our teams have been working to find an accommodation. There's longstanding
practice. We got a refusal, blanket refusal. No, they are not going to give us the records.
We cannot directly provide the
sure you can.
Unredacted cables. We have a longstanding practice with this committee about how we do.
You're refusing to release them.
No, but
not
I think,
that you can't. There's a difference between can and may. You won't do it, but you can do it.
My hope is that we can find a way forward that answers your concerns so that you get the information that you're looking for. My understanding is that our teams have been working on that, and I commit to continue to do that so we can get you the
we're talking about unclassified material. And so we just had a unanimous vote in the Senate and in the House, and President Biden just signed a bill saying he's going to declassify stuff. But if you declassify it and you still hide it from the American people, that's a problem. I mean, we spend all of this time lambasting authoritarians, and for lack of transparency, we have these silly networks on TV that are aligned with the Democrat Party saying democracy's under attack. But do you think transparency has something to do with democracy? You're refusing to give records on research, money that went for research. We want to read the research grant proposals. We want to read what the people in Wuhan sent back to the State Department saying they did. Which viruses did they create? Because the thing is it sounds all great. We're going to identify all the viruses of the world. But part of what they do is they take a virus they found 200 feet down in a cave, and they mix it with another virus to create a virus that doesn't exist in nature, because they say that's how we're going to further identify it. There's a big debate that should be had whether that's safe. To take a virus from 100 feet down a bat cave 12 hours south of Wuhan and take it to a city of 10 million. And yet you won't help us investigate this. You refuse, and it is reminiscent of the countries we criticize for lack of transparency, and yet you sit there and say you're still going to continue to refuse.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.